Just shoot me a text, though. Don't you dare call me. I don't want to. I don't want to. Oh, sorry about that. I don't want to talk. It's Ramadan. Your mouth gets dry from talking. Just shoot me a text, man. Even when it's not. Oh yeah, right. Basically, just shoot me a text. Don't call me. I don't. Have I reached that level of antisocial? I think that's a plateau where you're just like, yo, just text me. I don't want to. I only video chat with my kid. I don't. Hey, today is a good day. This is the Edible Show. It is what it is, people. It's 2023. Everything. Apparently, everything is legal now. I don't know what's going on anymore, but nonetheless, I'm here with you guys. I gotta get better at actually doing this and uploading the show and just, falling back into the groove. But being a parent is a very, very it takes time. And I'd rather spend that time, putting the effort into that because, that relationship will be fruitful in the end. My one fruitful relationship. Well, other than that, yeah, I'm good. Welcome to VOG, PCP podcast. Hello, how are you? I took an edible early this morning, and I'm fully in that mode. So if I sound really, really relaxed, then yeah, you know why. So it is what it is. But yeah, this is this is the show where I'm just in a very, very relaxed, subdued tone. Just trying to inform you of, just the state of the, I don't even want to call it a union, the state of society, I guess. Because as I always say, it's global, not local. And it's a real tricky time for me because it's at a precipice where, I have bright, this bright hope for, you humans have given me some glimmer of hope, in your actions, in your, just the things, some things that are happening right now in current times. So there's that part of it, but then at the same time, I'm like, this is a glimmer of hope, but this whole shit is like slowly falling apart. And that's an even more beautiful thing for me to watch, for some strange reason. Just to see it all unravel and the chickens come home to roost. And just to kind of, see that, my perspective was not far off. Just with the happenings of the world. And I'm just grateful to be in tune in the way that I am to where I just happen to could look at things from these perspectives. So, there's glimmers of hope, but it's all falling apart. And I don't know which way it's going to go, but yeah, listen, every now and then, I'm not going to say that I'm on this high level of, I'm above all the bullshit all the time. I did partake in watching whatever the Elite Eight, Sweet Six, whatever the fuck was on this weekend with NCAA March Madness and watched the little basketball slaves play without getting paid and stuff, while the tournament makes billions of dollars. For mind distraction purposes, I'm not getting too deep into detail, but just for mind distraction purposes for a good reason. So I do, even though I don't listen, I'm not a sports fan. I don't have a team. I don't, I don't give a fuck who won. I don't gamble. I don't care. I don't care enough to care about that, because it's all rigged. And it's just dumb shit amplified on a level, on a global scale, because whether it's cricket, football, slash soccer, tennis, whatever it is, it's all a distraction at the end of the day. But nonetheless, I too allow myself at times to be distracted by this, the sport of balls, by putting, I guess putting a ball in a hoop or a net or off a bat. I got whatever it is, it's all a distraction. But nonetheless, let me start off with the glimmers of hope. In Israel today, right now, you know, for months now, actually, they've been protesting against, what's the guy's name, Netanyahu, just trying to take over everything and become basically the dictator of Israel. The dictator of Palestine. Let me rephrase that. You can't become a dictator of a place that does not exist, sir. You need to slow down with that. You have to slow down with that one. But yeah, he's pushing this system where the government has power over the Supreme Court, and basically where he gets final say over shit, even though he's on corruption charges and all this other stuff. It's a beautiful thing to see. See those beautiful people of Israel getting. It's fucked up that I'm saying it like this, but you have to say it as if I'm not making fun of them. But nonetheless, it's a beautiful thing to see them, you know, be sprayed with water hoses and be chased and beaten by police. It just lets me know, like, you know, it's not only here in America that this happens. This is a global thing, as I have said. And I didn't want to be right about it, but I just saw too many patterns in the whole structure. And I'm like, yeah, this thing is not just in your state, the local government. This is like a global thing. Like, I don't think you understand how intertwined it is, or interconnected it all is. But to see those beautiful people with that Israeli flag be sprayed and beaten by their fellow Israeli police. That's not part of the glimmer of hope. Don't get it fucked up. That's not part of the glimmer of hope. The people protesting against the government is the glimmer of hope. But just that part just let me know, like, damn, yeah, they giving it up like that over there too. Like, I thought it was them against the world. But apparently not. What was it? The defense minister or somebody, he's like a OG in the Israel army. He basically said, like, yo, nah, they should kind of put a pause on this. And Netanyahu's response to that was, you're fired. And he fired. And he fired the dude. And that caused massive protest immediately after he fired that dude, since this dude is like a legend OG in the Israel military. And it's a beautiful thing to see that whole thing unraveling. And just seeing it, just being alive to witness it, and just being like, yo, you know, the chickens are coming home to roost. Like, your own country is falling apart. The Arab world is uniting and getting together, with the assistance of Russia and China, and the rise of the Eastern world is kind of taking place, and that Western imperialism is fading at a far faster rate than I think anyone would have predicted. And it's a beautiful thing to see. It's not only that, in Germany, the airports and trains and everything is at a standstill due to a strike. And they're just protesting. They're like, yeah, we can't live on what y'all paying us, B. And we need answers, and we need money, like ASAP, or else, you know, this Else y'all gonna have some more of this shit going on if we can't come to some type of understanding that we need more money and we are getting crushed while you are spending billions of dollars supporting a proxy war between NATO and Russia. And we can't live off the wages you're paying us, so we have to go on strike. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I have not seen any footage of, you know, them being sprayed or beaten as of yet. I don't think we have gotten to that point yet in the cookie crumbling, but it's slowly coming. Still watch parts of Europe, you know, crumbling as well under what could be one of the causes of it is the Nord Stream pipeline being destroyed by America and, you know, Ukraine, pro-Ukrainian force or whoever they're saying did it now. That's part of that's part of why people can't afford to live their regular life in Germany now. And just to see that crumbling is it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's just like, wait, hold on. Like, y'all kind of did this to yourself and you're still sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. So you're going to have to make a choice there, buddy. It's either going to be, where you're going to support Ukraine or you're going to pay the people who kind of keep the country running and operating. And you're gonna kind of have to make that decision very hastily. So you have to prioritize and get yourself, you kind of need a slap yourself wake up moment, Germany. And just salute to the people of Germany for striking. Salute to the people of Israel for striking. Don't get it messed up. I'm not laughing at you being sprayed with water hoses. I'm just laughing at the fact that they give it up just like they do here in America over there. And the shit is going to happen in Europe too. But it just hasn't happened yet, or I have not seen any footage of it. But the people in France are protesting as well, because they raised the retirement age for 2 years, from 62 to 64. And people are like, yo, what the fuck, man? We barely live 5 years after we retire. And now you want to take two of those years back because you're spending billions of dollars on Ukraine that could be spent to support this pension system and to pay us to maybe retire even earlier and enjoy more of our lives, but you guys are supporting war instead. Nah, we're not going to have that be. They too have been beat. The police were beating those protests. I'm sorry. I told you how this is the edible show. I'm sorry. But, they too have been beat by the police while they've been protesting and they've been sprayed with water hoses and stuff. But they have every right to be out there. Like, the government is basically being like, yo, we don't, like, we understand what you're telling us you want, but we kind of want to do this thing, so we're gonna do it. And there's nothing you can do about it. And the people are like, oh yeah, yes the fuck we can. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. But as I said, at the same time, it's a glimmer of hope, but it's unraveling at the same time. So it's just me watching it, and I'm like, you know, this whole thing is slowly unraveling. Like, where is it going to be safe to go? Like, what is going to be safe? And what does the future hold once it all implodes? Because it's slowly imploding. And Germany and France and some other parts of Europe are going to have to come to terms that America is the real problem in the whole scheme of things, because they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, and that's why the workers are striking, because they now have to pay extra for energy that they were getting for very, very cheap. And it's whether it be that or just, they're going to have to make that determination of, France and Germany are going to have to make this determination of, do we keep spending money on Ukraine, or do we pay these people? Because it's all crumbling. By the way, none of this is happening in Russia or China or anywhere in the Middle East. Their economies are doing lovely. They I had the thought process to actually speak this out of investing in Russian rubles when the conflict first started. And I should have. I have to start listening to myself, because sometimes I'm ahead of myself with the things I say or think about doing. And I really should start listening to myself. But their economies are fine. It's the Western world that is crumbling. Now, at the same time, and this is why I say it's all, this is another reason why I say it's all crumbling. Over, from Friday on, American bases in Syria. Why are there American bases in Syria? For oil. For oil. I'm leaving no speculation to this. Americans are in Syria for the oil. There's no question about, like, well, why are Americans in Syria anyway? For the oil. They're there to reap the oil revenue of Syria. Now, nonetheless, some of these bases have are allegedly are being said to have come under attack by Iranian drones, and they've had to have strikes inside Syria, targeting Iranian facilities inside Syria, who they say are responsible for these attacks. But if you haven't been paying attention anyway, like, sidebar, I'm gonna get back to that whole America Syria thing. But sidebar, America is on a war rampage lately. They want to send troops to Mexico to battle the cartels. They're sending weapons to Russia, I mean to Ukraine, to fight Russia. It's true. They're probably sending troops and shit too. They're bombing inside Syria, which just had an earthquake not too long ago, and they're trying to recover from that. They're building military bases in, or they're sending weapons to Taiwan to fight a proxy war with China. That's like four. It's like four fucking wars you're trying to fight all at one time. It's not gonna end well for you, buddy. I don't know how to make that any clearer. That is my perspective, which is why I say, listen, I'm on the side of the BRICS nations who are gonna kill the dollar. But that's I got to get into that as well. But let me not skip over the America and Syria thing. So allegedly Iran is attacking American bases in Syria, and it's causing casualties, I think, causing injuries. And as I said in shows prior, the powers that be need you to look in five different directions so they can distract you from artificial intelligence, which is really going to enslave you. So, not saying that, all of these glimmers of hope and watching it all unravel. No, yeah, it is all a distraction from how they're going to make AI and robotics enslave you and just decide humans are no longer needed. But, in the meantime, we have to pay attention to the current events and the things that are going on. So now, will this lead to some type of escalation of American forces or American strikes on Syria, or will Russia and China once step in again and be like, hey, you guys got to get the fuck out of here. We told you guys to leave before. We told you we'd let you stay just a little bit, but you guys have got to get the fuck out now. And especially with Saudi Arabia and Iran and the United Arab Emirates and all of these other nations kind of jumping on the Russia-China train and kind of like being like, you know, America, we don't really need you. Like, you've been fucking up for a very, very long time, and we kind of realize it's a little more peaceful without you, and you can't really guarantee us everything here you've been selling us in terms of your military might, and just your partnership isn't so good, so we kind of want to try something different. And America is the battered and distressed boyfriend who is just clinging and holding on. And that's a scary time because, you know, is it going to be some type of provocation with Syria? Some type of fake or escalation with Russia? Will it be some kind of war with China? Will it be it's the bigger picture is that America and Western hegemony and power unraveling is a very disturbing thing. Not really to me, but because the people who hold power will do desperate things to hold that power. And that is what is unfolding right now. It is the power struggle of dollar dominance and American military might, which is all coming unraveled because of bank collapses. bank collapses, high interest rates, overspending, mass deficit, and as I've laid out before, with Israel unraveling and the security apparatus of Israel being jeopardized by the strikes that are going on and the government turmoil that is going on, where defense ministers are being fired and, you know, active military duty people and reservists and pilots and just everybody willing to go on strike against this. I'm not calling for this, but this is just a hypothetical. If America is distracted in Syria and, you know, some bold Middle Eastern power decides, like, you know, if we want to weaken America, we could, you know, to kind of, this place is in turmoil right now, we could kind of destroy their military infrastructure, and it would deal a great blow. America would have no other backing in this sector. And they're kind of stretched in right now. And I think America has like something like, I don't want to Google it during the show because it's unprofessional, but America has a lot of military bases all over the place. And that is well known. Why? We don't know. Hold on, actually, let me give you a correct number. Sorry for the dead air. I'm sorry. I should have did this before. yo, but okay. Nonetheless, let me keep talking. 92, 5,000 bases total with 600 of them overseas. Sorry for the dead air. Listen, I'm very unprofessional and I'm on edible. So, I mean, they have the military structure to still be a global presence. But without Israel, you kind of take out a big portion of it. Because that is the one that, you know, is in the place that has the most oil. And that would... Or if Israel was to be like, you know, we're going to try this BRICS thing out. America, we still love you. We'll still take your billions of dollars a year in aid. But we're going to try this BRICS thing out because it seems more lucrative. I don't know which one is going to be the final nail in the coffin for this whole thing to kind of unravel. Because of the videos I watched and just, you know, stories that have been around for years and things of that nature, where, you know, it's all going to pop off over there first before everything unravels for Babylon. That is where, you know, my line of thought is. But so, and if a bold nation was to take a strike at Israel while they're in chaos right now and everything is out of whack, would America be able to help them? I don't think so. I don't want to be that guy. But as I said, you know, if that happens, and while that happens, matter of fact, actually, the ex-Taiwanese president is in mainland China right now to pledge peace and sovereignty. Peace and prosperity with the Chinese nation. And if you could slowly see, like, just if you just notice the dominoes are falling, and if you just observe the pivots that people are making towards this whole BRICS thing, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and now Mexico, Honduras just broke off. Honduras just went in alignment with China and kind of broke off from Taiwan. You just have to notice the unraveling points. And I think, and the reason I kept harping on Israel is because I think Israel is going to be that last domino. And I don't know if it's going to be the attack thing or the BRICS thing, but I think that's going to be the final nail in the coffin of the dollar dominance, which is unraveling before our eyes. And there was a video of a leader from Africa telling people to get rid of their dollars. So I've documented how I think the power structure was changing and what was happening. It's just all unfolding now at a pace where I can kind of speculate on it a little bit more than I have prior to this. But yeah, it's happening. And just to see it, and don't get it fucked up. The BRICS nation for me is a glimmer of hope. Of just a possible better system that might exist. Will it still be a form of slavery? Yes. Because as long as you're on this planet, you're a slave for some reason. I think this is a slave planet. I don't know why. I could be wrong on that. But it's just you have to see it. And just the tornadoes that happened in America this weekend, the fucking East Palestine thing, the whole COVID thing, just the train derailments, the mass shootings, There's parts of the South that are just wiped out now because of tornadoes and stuff like that. And the government is going to offer no help because they're sending all the money to Ukraine. Because Ukraine is the digital version of, it's the version of the digital utopia they're building or having a test run at. But it's just all, the infrastructure is crumbling, the dollar is just waning, the banks are crashing, the house market is crashing, inflation is running rampant. I don't know. You tell me. You got to tell me at this point, because I'm sitting here and I'm just like, wait, hold on. Does nobody else see this unraveling? And I don't know if it's and here's the other perspective for that one, is if America somehow comes under attack because it is unraveling as well. I mean, there's not mass protests in the streets and stuff because they have everybody dumbed down with food and entertainment. If America is attacked, well, who is going to help America? I don't think NATO has sufficient resources to come to anybody's rescue. The West is basically stretched thin with the Ukraine thing. They can't go to the South China Sea because South China Sea is patrolled by China, and then, you know, they can't Russia down their drones. Like, the power balance has officially shifted. And there's only a few things holding the veil of Western power in place, like right now in 2023. And I don't know how ugly the struggle is going to get for that final power shift to occur. And will it be Project Bluebeam to kind of make us all come together? Is this all part of forming, you know, the one world government and getting everybody into a different structure or system? Is this all a part of that whole bigger plan, or is this something different? And I know that sounds like a dumb question, because it's pretty much all part of the same plan. Because somehow out of all of this struggle comes the one world government, where artificial intelligence is your leader. But I don't know how ugly this is going to get. It's pretty fucking entertaining. If I'm just going to keep it all the way 100 with you, it is pretty fucking entertaining. But it's just, you know, what is going to be that last straw? Because the power structure of the East is pretty much intact and solid, and it's forming very, very beautifully, if I may say so myself. Now, what is the West going to do to hold on to the power that they once knew of and held? That's the scary part. Because Europe is going to unravel first. And then, I mean, America is already destroying itself from within. But I just, and the thought just popped in my head is that, you know, the unraveling of America will happen sometime with the next presidential elections. And I don't know if the war in Ukraine is still going to be going on at that time, which the NATO and the West are very, very responsible for, because, you know, they ignored the Warsaw Pact and they didn't dissolve. And it's just so much bullshit that goes on with this whole propaganda thing about how Putin is wrong for defending his territory when the Soviet Union was, has, what was the Soviet Union, some of those states or places are now members of NATO. For what purpose? We will never know. But nonetheless, we have to understand, and we have to just hope that the power shift does not kill us all. And that's just real talk. I'm just keeping it so wholeheartedly 100 with you on that one. We have to hope the power shift does not kill us all. Because the way it's going, I don't see it happening. I don't see it killing us all. Some people are going to have to die. I mean, they already did a great job with the whole, you know, the scamdemic event 201. They did a great job with killing people off with that. And that's the other instance where, like, yeah, is this part of the depopulation plan, and like some people got to die, and you know, maybe they just like, yo, Ukraine is the most fucking corrupt government in Europe. Like, we should. The only way to change that is let's destroy it. Let's destroy Ukraine, and the government there won't be corrupt anymore, because we'll put our own corrupt people in, and then we can deal with that corruption. The angles to everything are the amusing part, and it's just watching it. It brings me joy. It does not scare me, but it brings me joy, because I'm like, you know, this is what it's not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it would be way more violent, but I just don't think we have gotten to that point yet. But yeah, it's slowly, slowly reaching that boiling point. If I'm smart, I will just lay low this summer. And if you're smart, you would probably lay low too. Because it's like, I'm in this glass bubble called America, looking out at the rest of the world unraveling, and know that America's unraveling from within. It's just a very dumbed down and peaceful unraveling. But at some point, the shit is going to hit the fan here too. So, you know, while we may feel safe, or you know, think everything is secure here, if we get attacked, nobody's gonna help. And the shit is already, listen, it's closer than you think. So just enjoy the shit. Enjoy it while it lasts, and your dollars are worth something. Because at a certain point in the near future, it's not gonna be the case, buddy. So you better enjoy it while we got it, and just enjoy the shit show, people. Because it's only gonna get stranger from here, like I said. And I'm just off of the strikes and the rioting and the looting. And that's all I just need a couple of days of that to partake in, and then I can go sit my black ass down somewhere and just continue to watch it unravel. But until then, just pay attention, people, and stay safe, love your family, and last but not least, don't be kissing people in the mouth, because as serious as the show has been, don't kiss people in the mouth is still the motto. Nah, it is what it is, man. 2023 is strange, and it's only gonna get stranger, folks. Just buckle up, get some cash out the bank, and mentally prepare for some bullshit, because it's coming your way, people. And I don't know what it is, but it's definitely coming your way. Until next time, stay well, people.